Tuesday came like any other.
Gainesville singer-songwriter Amanda Garrigues takes the stage tomorrow night in the city's newest music venue at the Northeast First Street Music Hall downtown. It's a special benefit for the Gainesville Iguana. Garrigues is well known in the acoustic music scene. It's a career inspired when she was a kid growing up in Gainesville.
I've been singing all my life. My parents, my dad especially, is very musical. We grew up listening to all kinds of, you know, musicals and, you know, James Taylor, all that stuff. And we were really involved in the church music. We were in choirs and, oh, I was always in plays. I mean, real, just all the arts. We were in it. Got immersed in it.
Here in Gainesville?
Here in Gainesville. I grew up here. I've been here since 1974, I think. I wasn't born here, but I moved here when I was like 4 or 5. So we took dancing, and we did all the theater, and we did the Nutcracker and all that stuff.
Did you have guitar lessons, too?
I did. My dad plays guitar, and he taught me when I was a teenager, but I always, I sang, and I at one point wanted to be into musical theater. I danced, and I loved plays and loved musicals, and I could sing, and so I thought, oh, this would be, I want to go to New York. But the dancing really wasn't in the cards for me as far as my hip goes. At 11, everything kind of fell apart, and I had to do, you know, everything hit the fan as far as having problems with my hip, and so I had to quit dancing. So then I still stayed in acting, but then what changed me is getting to the point was that in college I hooked up with a friend who played guitar and a bass player and a flute player, and we formed a band called Big Shoals Tract.
When Big Shoals Tract eventually split up for good, Garrigues went to college and, with help from her family, set out on her solo career. She's released 2 CDs with another on the way, with such original tunes as By My Scars.
I guess it's sort of about a general sense of, you know, people having inside scars.
But is this about you?
It's about my physical scars, because I have a lot of scars from surgeries that I had, and I just, not very many people know that, and it's not something I'm ashamed of or point out. It's just, you know, it's in my past, and so it sort of reminds me of my scars, my battle scars, in a way, with my surgeries. And everyone has scars, and, you know, if I'm like the chorus is, if I'm not what I seem and you need to find me, everyone has a side that's dark. Everyone has that. If I'm not what I seem and you need to find me, you'll know me by my scars, because this is what happened.
You need to find me. Everyone has a side that's dark. If I'm not what I seem and you need to find me, you know me by my scars. You will know me by my scars.
Truth.
That's just about, it's not really about any one person or necessarily an experience, but just a combination of a lot of experiences, probably. Like the first line of the song is, letting the monster go is much too bold. The lies that I told you were to salvage my soul. What little I have left is glowing on my chest. Meaning the monster being demons, you know, our own demons.
Letting the monster go is not too bold. Lies that I told you were to salvage my soul.
Misunderstood.
Well, that one was, actually, it was sort of based on a recurring dream that I had as a kid. A nightmare, actually. I don't know why, but I had this dream, but I had it a lot. And it was that I was running down the street, and I was being chased by cars. Every time in the dream, I would run into these barricades. So the song, there's one line, you know, I see barricades and I'm swimming upstream. I was thinking of that song when I wrote it. It's not totally about that song, but it's just that the chorus is, I don't know, it's just, I guess it's sort of about that dream and then about wanting to be accepted and wanting to be loved and understood.
I'm swimming upstream. Is that an indication of how I fight?
Gainesville singer-songwriter Amanda Garrigues will be performing along with the Fat Belly Blues Band and Lars Den tomorrow night at the Northeast First Street Music Hall in downtown Gainesville. It's a special benefit for the Gainesville Iguana.